Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, "Surely not." Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast.
You know what time it is?
It's time for the Surely Not Podcast.
There you go. So, have you ever seen where like YouTube channels go viral?
I'm so embarrassed right now already.
You know, they get so many views and they go viral.
I know. And that's like everybody's dream, isn't it? Doesn't everybody kind of want to go viral?
And somehow people make money off of that.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. That's another time and place. Yeah. But anyways, I know. It's pretty cool deal, really.
So,
you got to put good content out there is the catch.
Oh.
Well, if you want to get your video shared.
Gotcha. So, you know, anybody's had a... So, I wonder what is the definition of something that goes viral? So many hits, so many views?
Yeah, views. And then I think shares.
So, how many...
I think it depends on the social media network.
So, how many shares or how many views do you think it takes to be viral?
That's a good question. And that's something I didn't have to research the subject that we're talking about per se, so I didn't do any research. That is a great question.
I would hazard a guess since I know the topic you're going to talk about, if that would have happened today, that would be a viral video you're going to talk about.
And maybe with even more views because...
Oh, yes.
So much more views, except it wouldn't have more views when we talk about the content. Anyways...
So here, I'll make the introduction.
Our own let's get Cassie to the Garrett heart of the matter.
Had a YouTube channel back in the day when she was managing Joe's Crab Shacks. Mm-hmm. And she, you kind of forget about this kind of stuff and you go back later and look and she has a video that has over 67,000 views.
That's right.
67,000.
And it is by far the most embarrassing thing that I've ever done. And I swear that would be like, what's your most embarrassing moment when I looked back at my do-it-yourself YouTube videos from 8 years ago?
So I'm going to be able to look this up and paste the link, aren't I?
So here's the thing, too. I am very smart about this. Here's the deal. Let's just go back, like we always have to do with me. In my defense, I was in Omaha, Nebraska, kind of sheltered out there, you know? It's really windy. You like to do things in your garage. I'm telling you, when you went outside there, you always heard the wind. Do you understand that?
I do, yes.
You get it?
Because it's a plain state. So the wind, there's nothing to stop it.
Right.
It's always whistling.
It's just, it's like if you don't get that, you don't get it until you get there. Like it is just, you always hear it. So every time you walk outside, you hear the wind. Where in the world was I going with that? Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was windy, so you stay in your garage. Okay, that's what I was trying to say, I guess. So I was in management at Joe's at the time, and we were testing a new market out there in Omaha and seeing how it would go because we'd been doing mostly along the coastlines, blah, blah, blah. And I just always need a creative outlet of some sort. So it's either like a writing closet or crafting, painting, just something. And at that time, I wasn't doing journalism. So my creative outlet was do-it-yourself crafts. And then I decided to share that gift with the world, apparently. I don't know even how this started. I got to talk to Nate about this. But I created some videos.
So Nate was your camera operator on the videos?
Yes. Do you get that? God bless you, Nate. Because... let me tell you the most embarrassing thing about all of this. One video, just one of my little series, is 20 minutes long.
Well, is that one that got 67,000 views?
You better believe it. It was on, guess what it was on? What do you think I could have been repurposing? Just throw out like two ideas from a guy like, okay, 20 minute video, she's repurposing something crafty.
Well, I don't know. Repurposing something.
Mm-hmm. So something that had a former use.
A palette, maybe?
No.
No.
That's you know, that was pre-palate time.
Oh.
Would have been a good one. I picked the worst things to do, by the way. But anyways, one more idea and then I'll tell you.
I don't know. I can't think of anything, quite honestly.
He put me on the spot so many shows lately, and then look at this one. Okay, so it was on repurposing a baby wipes container. Because, you know, I had a little one at the time. She was two.
Well, I would say that's a good...
You got a lot of baby wipe containers out there, and yeah. So that's what the one that got 67,000 views was. Now, here's what the problem was. After I left Omaha, and I thought, like, maybe I got this little thing going, and I got back home, I created one more video, and I was going to start doing it again. Of course, the video was just terrible. I don't know what it was. It was like me and Nate were out of our studio. It just didn't flow. So I've already deleted that one. Ha. Got in before we shared that information because I didn't want that one to be seen at least. But yeah.
So what was your YouTube channel called?
Well, hold on. Before we get all that out, I just want to say that when I was making these videos, this was in 2013, YouTube was very raw still, I think. And it wasn't like you didn't have the technology to do like short clips. You know, I would have had to have major equipment to edit these videos down, you know, to make them good. So they're just full blown 20-minute videos. Some have parts, like part one, part two, part three.
Blooper reel included, probably.
No.
No blooper reel.
But that's what I want to do. I think I'm going to let everyone see the one with the 67,000 views. But I think I'm going to give you clips of the others for my own sanity because I already am just sick over putting that out there again. So back to the point of all of that, how this all came to be. I created a YouTube channel, all that, great. Fast forward, we move back home. You know, of course, the channel fizzles out. I mean, I'm busy. We have the farmhouse and all that stuff. And I kind of forget about it. And then I can't remember if Nate, somebody, he goes, pulls it up, and he ends up seeing that it has all these views, you know, and we're like cracking up. So then he brings it up like every chance he can to someone new to make me embarrassed. He'll be like, so, do you know Cassie has a video on YouTube that has 67,000 views? And they're like, what? You know? And he's like, oh yeah. So he started telling people about it. So people started watching it and I couldn't access it because I hadn't messed with that account in so long. So the other day it came up again. And then Sophie, my daughter, had it up and like, you know, a lot of family fun going on there for them. And I was like, that's it. I got to get access of this thing, period. So I did. Somehow I managed to find my old Gmail account that was connected to that YouTube account, and I gained access back. So now you guys are going to get one video and maybe some of the funny stuff from the other.
So what's your YouTube channel called?
So I think right now it's called The Farmhouse B&B, maybe. But here's the thing. If you want to see the baby wipes container, if you type in DIY baby wipes container, it should be like in the top 10 videos. So stupid. And I'm so embarrassed. I just want you guys to know that. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, it takes so much for me to share this, but my kids will love it.
Oh, we're going to have fun with it.
Oh, Alan, you have no idea.
Patio elf.
Patio elf.
That's what it says. Your DIY baby wipe dispenser. Oh, this is an upcycle. Somebody's.
Uh-huh. Somebody's, so you got to scroll down.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to help Alan. Unfortunately, it's probably in my recent searches as I was trying to find it again and gain access back of it.
Farmhouse restorations.
You found it, didn't you?
Yeah. So you're off. You're 59,000 views.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's quite all right.
You're right.
It's like skip ads.
And tonight we're going to be taking an old baby wipe container and turning it into a fun, festive 4th of July craft.
So I'm going to post this link.
The first thing that we're going to do is take our baby
on.
Okay.
You had 138 subscribers there, you know?
I don't know why. Probably to laugh. Oh, gosh. I need to get that.
I need to get that under control. I'm going to talk to Nate and get some of the behind the scenes information.
Please don't. All I can say, his camera work is stellar. This guy zoomed in and zoomed out like a professional.
Good deal. Well, I'm watching it when we're done here.
So. Well, let me tell you one more thing. You're going to like this. There's another one that has like 13,000. And then there's one that has like 4,000. And it's me repurposing a folding chair. A folding chair. And someone from a folding chair company asked me if they could use it and put it on their website to promote their folding chairs.
Did you get any money for that?
No. How dumb are they, too? They probably lost money because of that video. Lord.
I guarantee if they thought it was a good idea, they made some money off of it.
I don't think so.
I think that was a lost opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I'll do it again someday in the right context. But these days, I'd really rather just be right here behind the microphone.
There you go.
Yeah.
For the Shirley Knock Podcast, I'm Alan Stanger with YouTube Sensation.
And Cassie Garrett.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Shirley Knock Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stanger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm, and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stanger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.